cliffcentral.com. This morning, it's time for a little update because, you know, we're interested here. We worked with Thomas on Dreamtrepreneur, and I thought it would be cool to catch up with him and to see what he's up to. He is the founder of iPay, which is an innovative tech business. They're disrupting the scope of how payments are done online in South Africa. This is a very interesting place to be because everybody talks about how, oh, online is the next big thing, as if it hasn't already happened. It is already the present, not the future. And in many places, it's just a question of everybody getting on board. We'll talk a little bit about Nigeria and South Africa and the differences between the two of them. But iPay have grown substantially in the last 6 months. So I thought we'd just check in with him. What clients have you gotten and what's changed, Thomas? Nice to see you again.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, good.
Well, I think a lot has changed, you know, and we've got quite a lot more clients on board. I think it's difficult to mention just a few because it would be leaving some names.
Are we talking like 100 of them that you couldn't possibly mention all of them in one go?
We're talking about... So the way we work is we try to focus and work with reseller. So Sage, the accounting platform, would be one of them. And they've got 177 clients. So that's one, but many below them.
Now, what do we do in this country? And I don't know whether this is something that iPay do, but a lot of people aren't in the banking environment, right? I mean, we've got people who've got credit cards. It's fairly easy these days if you see something or you buy something online to pay for it with a credit card. There are a number of different gateways, and iPay is one of the ones you could use there too. But what do we do about these huge swathes of people in South Africa and in the rest of this continent who aren't even involved in a bank? They don't have an account. They don't have a credit card. But they might want to get involved in the online environment. Is that something you take care of as well?
Look, we currently can't take care of the non-banking.
Nobody knows how, right?
Yes.
But this would be a major thing if someone cracked this code.
Look, I think Capitec's been doing a good job at it, if you look at it. Mm-hmm. So iPay is very similar to what Switzerland is in the sense of neutrality, in the sense that we get to see online in our basically e-commerce environment what bank processes. So I can tell you, 2 years ago, FNB, APSA and Capitec were the three busiest bank in order of, ranking.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Capitec is the second biggest. And I assume that Capitec will be the biggest by next year. So if you look at what they've been able to accomplish, this simplified banking, it's also targeting a new LSM, which is Township LSM, which is LSM of 3 and above. People that can't qualify for a credit card, but want to be able to have an online bank account.
Okay.
And that's what they offer. So that's the interesting part is you won't see credit card growing very fast or growing 10, 20, 30% a year on year. However, the online banking industry seems to be growing very, very quickly.
And do you think that that's projected to be an even bigger, faster, more important part of the market eventually? I mean, is it the sort of thing that's growing fast enough? Some people measure these things as being whether it's an accelerating or a decelerating curve. I mean, what kinds of numbers are we looking at?
I'll be honest with you. You know, no, I'm not really a number guy.
Me neither. I'm trying to kid you.
I'm more of a driver, like Susan would say, in the sense where I get in the cockpit, I fly the plane in the direction where I want the business to be. However, what's very interesting is, a few weeks ago, we got to win a competition with EY.
Mm-hmm. That's Ernst & Young. That's who you're with, Susan.
Correct.
Susan's here as well, by the way. Susan, what's your surname? Let's meet you properly.
My name is Susan Barson, and I'm from EY in Italy.
Okay, so we've got some Italian and we've got some French.
Exactly.
This is very nice. Terribly continental. Okay.
And I think what was amazing is as part of the 6 weeks that she got to spend with us, and there's 3 weeks left, she got to actually open her eyes to stats and relevant data.
Uh-huh.
And the most astonishing one was there's a growth of EFT payment of 9% globally every year.
Wow. Year on year, 9% increase.
Yes.
That's incredible. Just come a little closer to the mic for me. That means that that the market is very, very quickly turning, much faster than people had imagined.
This is really where the future is going. And if you look at where credit card statements began, they began with the attention that you're going to go to brick and mortar. You are going to go into a building, you will make a purchase. That's why you need the physical card. There's a little magnetic stripe. Mm. And as the internet came out, credit cards tried to adapt. But the credit card is not intended for really online sales. It's still a bit cumbersome. So they add things like the OTP. They add the chip to make it more secure.
Yes.
But really what we're doing with EFT is we are jumping into the future. We're not taking an old, outdated system mm-hmm. and trying to fix it. We're making something new and quicker.
That's terrific. I like that world. To me, that seems like it's much more it's much smoother. It's much easier to use. It seems Definitely. Much more useful. And anyone anywhere can do this kind of thing with minimum amounts of hang-up.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, that's the way to go. All right, so how does iPay figure into all of this?
Look, at the moment, we're still in an infancy stage in terms of EFT payment. I mean, have you tried to go into a store and pay via EFT? No, you still use your card.
Yeah.
What we've enabled now is to remove that cumbersome aspect of it, so you can go and make a payment in a quicker way than you would do with credit card.
Right.
It takes less than 15 seconds to make a payment using iPay.
Cool.
But the idea is, as technology and also banks start evolving a lot more, we're going to be using fingerprint as a way of payment, which will then allow a one-click payment or just a much quicker way of paying than credit card.
Mavis, would you like to use your fingerprint as a means of payment?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, especially if you have money on that fingerprint. But it is it's always been kind of curious to me that your surname is Pei, which means country in French, but actually it turns out to be exactly right for what you've designed.
It seems that way.
Yeah,
it's
very cool.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's meant to be.
Indeed.
Oh, that's what Indeed. It is. All right. So tell me, Susan, what are your discoveries about what's going on in South Africa? Is there anything that surprised you about this market, about the Nigerian market, about Africa generally, that you didn't already know in Italy, that you couldn't see in a spreadsheet over there?
Well, in South Africa, the banking market is very advanced, actually. So you can really look at South Africa being on the cutting edge of where the world is going. When we look at the instant payments market, there are companies all over the world who are trying to replicate or do something similar to what iPay is doing. But iPay is on the forefront globally of where we're going to be going. And that's very exciting to know that here in South Africa, that we are on the cutting edge.
Yeah, there are some areas that we really are ahead of the curve and some areas that we're distinctly behind it. But I'm glad to say that our banking is certainly one of those places we could be quite proud of. And you're helping to make that happen, Thomas.
Surely trying to.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me about Nigeria. You just got back from there.
So just got back from Nigeria. First time there. Amazing place. It's got that Jersey feel, which is very rough. Gangster's paradise. It's really meant for hardcore entrepreneur. I think what was interesting is to find out how huge the opportunity of payment are there.
Mm-hmm.
We got to meet with some of the telco, with the like of MTN, with top major banks there. And very interestingly, it's a market that's ahead of South Africa.
Oh, yes.
In the sense where the local central banks there were already welcoming us with licensing opportunity. The bank...
Is there more bureaucracy here in a big, ugly way than in Nigeria?
Well, let's put it that way. There's less competition in South Africa. You only have six major banks, all fighting for one specific LSM, so they've got no competition. You look at Nigeria, 2 years ago, there was 90 banks.
Mm.
Today, there's only 20 left.
Wow.
So they all want to own that innovation space.
Right.
They want to, like every meeting we had was, how can we discuss exclusivity with iPay? How can we basically partner with you guys, even if it's for the first few months, so that we can get that edge? But they're very, very business savvy, which was a huge difference compared to what we used to in terms of banking in South Africa.
Tell me about the difference, obviously, between Nigeria's just the size of the market. I mean, if you're even slightly successful in Nigeria, it would equate to being 10 times as successful in South Africa, right?
Yes. So I'll give you an indication. Out of one market, there's a very, very similar company as us, but that's a lot older, 10 years. And when you talk about technology, 10 years is a long time. In a good way, but also when you talk about code and technology in a bad way, because you're talking about legacy system.
Absolutely.
So they're on their way now to list on the London Stock Exchange in the next 6 to 12 months.
Wow.
With the hope of targeting $1 billion. That's only something we could dream about in South Africa, but that gives you an idea of the market opportunities there.
Unreal. And now, I also believe congratulations are in order as a finalist in the FinTech Africa Awards.
Thank you.
Very nicely done. All right, Thomas, nice to check in with you, and
definitely,
we'll make sure that we keep up to date. If you want to find out more about iPay, I suppose the best place to go is the net. It's
exactly.
Easy to find. All right, thank you very much. And Susan, pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
Very good. Always nice to have a range of very sexy accents in here in the morning. I love it. All right, have an excellent Monday, and I hope your week is off to a terrific start. If you want to find out more, you can head on over to cliffcentral.com, and we'll put all the links up there to iPay and to everything that they're doing, as well as everything you need to know about banking, about paying online. It's the way of the future. And who isn't already using it? I mean, I don't think... In fact, I spoke to, who was it, Anthea the other day. She said to me she doesn't do grocery shopping. She orders it all online, groceries, and she gets it delivered to her. So this is in Johannesburg. This is not some Tokyo or Singapore or New York thing. It's already happening here for many, many people, and it will only continue to grow. So if you want to be involved in the place where everything's happening, then you need to get online. It's not that difficult to do. CliffCentral.com.